And the other thing that struck me was that all the staff of the group clinic, because there were two clinics there, I was always struck by the fact that they were all women, from the reception to the nurses to the doctors. There wasn't, the Heron practice did not have a single male member of staff. Everybody was female.
There was a man, one man, an Asian man who joined for a short while. But he was a GP there for a while, but then he didn't stay very long. I remember him quite clearly. I think his name was Deepak. What is his name?
Deepak.
I think so. Yeah, there was a male GP for a short time. Asian.
I mean, we're talking about a group practice that had, I think, five doctors. And I think it's now six or seven, I think. And I think there's a male doctor now. When you look back to the beginning of the 20th century, I mean, you would have hardly gotten any female doctors at all.
We both were under Dr. Miller, I think. And then when she left, we had to choose who else to go with. And you chose Meena Krishnamurti and I chose Laura Littleton.
Right, so well, I registered with Meena Krishnamurti, whom everybody refers to as, well, everybody. I've heard the receptionist refer to her as Dr. Krish. So I've always thought it was brilliant.
Excellent. I mean, Jalit Miller was exceptional in that she understood and supported our use of homeopathic medicine. Every now and then she would give us a homeopathic remedy as well as a conventional allopathic medicine. And she says she still does, even though she's now moved to Somerset. We met her recently, actually, in a WOMAD festival. Even the other doctors, on the whole, certainly the ones who are part of the practice, they listen to the patient. It's very much, and that's what that guy, I remember him saying very clearly, you know, the patient knows best.
Deepak.
Yes, okay. I think that was his name, I can't remember now. And they do, and I think obviously there are patients who go and just want the doctor to do it all, you know, who just want the doctor to make it all right. But there are patients who kind of know what's going on and just want the doctor to help where they can't help themselves. And I felt that that's what that practice does for you. It really does allow you to make decisions and choices. I think only Janet Miller, as far as I know, actually would give you... I don't think it was necessarily officially done as part of her practice. She just did it because she knew the patients who used homeopathic medicines, and I think she had her own interest in it. But no, I don't know. I don't think any of the others use homeopathy or necessarily support it, but nevertheless they are supportive in terms of listening to the patient. There's obviously a few doctors who come across as being more traditional in that they rush you through the process of analysis and then diagnosis and tell you what to do, but you know, that's not the norm.
Yeah, well, as Aisha has said, Janet Miller was very much that kind of doctor who gave you choice, gave you the opportunity to tell her what you think was the problem rather than... She empowered the patient, let's put it that way. I mean, she was very good at that. And generally speaking, my experience of the John Scott has been that they have that kind of a philosophy. One of the things that has struck us is that unless you absolutely need it, they're not going to give you antibiotics. They'll see if you can achieve well-being without having to be prescribed a medicine. And only when it's very evident that that's what you need will they give it to you.
I think we've got to distinguish between the Heron practice and the other practice, because I don't know much about the other practice, and I know I've heard comments from people about the other practice that wouldn't support what we're saying about practice. So I think we're talking specifically about our experience with the home practice.